Hello, you are listening to Noise Complaint here on CITR 101.9 FM. We are coming to you from Vancouver's UBC's Vancouver campus, based on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh and Squamish peoples. It is my absolute pleasure and delight to introduce to you, often wrong.
Bye. kind of lust forever. Jesus can fall but again. Aber ich kann noch nie verstehen. I can't understand. Even if I could, what I want to remember or just forget for good.
conform to fucking misery.
Devin Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devin Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devin Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be sweating.
Ke Lalalelum is an urban indigenous health and wellness cooperative in Vancouver's downtown east side. Taking a decolonized approach to healthcare, Ke Lalalelum aims to partner indigenous elders with physicians and allied health professionals to provide culturally informed physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual care to our community members. You can join us in helping to decolonize healthcare and supporting members of the downtown east side by sharing our story or providing single, monthly, or annual donations. Head over to our website, kailalalelum.ca, or Instagram at kailalalelum to learn more or donate.
Is the simple joy of riding a bike missing from your life? No worries. Ride On Bike Shop has got you covered. Ride On has the best deals in town for new and used bikes, top-notch servicing, and all the parts or accessories you've been dreaming about. Whether you've got a little one who needs to learn how to ride, or if you're about to go on the Tour de France, Ride On is the place for you. We'll also happily pick up your old bikes and recycle them back into the community. Located on 2255 West Broadway, we are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday. That's RIDEON Bike Shop. See you there!
Whoa, hold on. Where are you taking all those cacti?
I need to put them near the radio.
How come?
They love to hear Everly's nature-based music on Dead Succulent Haunt every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
Oh, Dead Succulent Haunt? Where your plants can grow and you can mourn those you've lost?
Come on, plants, let's grow.
Hello, we're back with Noise Complaint here on CITR 101.9 FM, and it is my pleasure to welcome the band to the studio. Say hello, everybody.
Hello.
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 Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for coming in. It was a pleasure. It sounded fantastic. Do you guys want to all just do a quick little introduction? Let us know maybe who you are and what you play in the band.
My name is Oscar, and I play guitar and sing.
My name is Shane, and I play drums.
My name is Tito. I do background vocals sometimes, but I play bass.
Excellent. Well, welcome all to CITR. Thank you for an excellent set. How do you think it went? We happy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it was really fun, yeah.
Well, I mean, a moment ago you guys said it was one of your best sets in a little while. So come on, pick yourselves up a little bit. Give yourselves some credit.
Maybe it's because there was nobody there. No pressure.
We had two rough fans, sets so. In the past.
Yeah, we sure. have. So in comparison, it was good.
Cool. Well, I would love to get to know you guys a little bit more. How did you guys all meet? How did the band come to be? Oh, sorry. And what is the band name? I haven't even said
that. Often
yet.
Wrong.
Welcome, Often Wrong. How did you guys meet? How did you come to be?
I made posters in the first week of school saying, like, does anybody want to start a band? So that's how Tita joined the band. And then there was, like, a double booking issue with the jam space in the early bits of the semester. So then Shane was just in there, and then he was like, I can drum for you guys if you want.
Yeah, it was a great twist of fate. I was playing for another band at the time, and I came into practice for that band. And I met Oscar, and he was like, yeah, we really need a drummer.
So and you were like,
it worked out perfectly, yeah.
Excellent. Did you then stay with the other band as well, or did you jump ship?
I jumped ship, actually. that other band was already kind of going downhill anyways. So
it was meant to be.
It was a good migration, yeah.
And do you guys all kind of have, like, the same musical interest to start with, or has the sound kind of coalesced as you've got to know each other? Yeah, what was the inspiration? Oscar, did you have, like, a kind of particular sound in mind, or?
Well, we definitely started as, like, really shoegaze.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah, and it's like more soft.
Yeah. And there's still elements of that, but it's definitely kind of divulged, which I think is good. We've all kind of like just found what we like a little bit. Yeah.
What do you think those little elements are that have kind of appeared over time?
Probably more like yelling. Like that was definitely not a thing. also, I guess like less like effects and like more like stripped back. Like on my pedal board, it's just like two distortion pedals. And
your pedal board, which is to say a little bit of 2x4.
Yeah, 2x4 with some stuff taped onto it. I don't know. And that, and also just like some more like interesting, maybe more like slightly like mathy kind of stuff going on. Yeah.
So is you when you're making music, is it quite a like natural process? Are you guys kind of just jamming, or do you go in with kind of like an idea in mind?
I would say like I write like some of the songs and then I bring them to the band, but also some of our better songs, like we actually like are just messing around and then it happens. Yeah.
Fair enough. What sort of music do you guys like to listen to? Do you have quite a similar interest between the three of you, or and does it sound like the music that
I don't
you
really
make?
Know.
Well, I listen to everything, like from Shaw Day to Fleetwood Mac. I used to love Led Zeppelin, not that much anymore, but
I definitely go more like 70s rock as well. Fleetwood Mac, Rolling Stones, yeah.
Okay, and Oscar?
Adam was a fan of that.
Huh?
I remember you saying you didn't like 70s. Like
I don't know, it's like, it's good. I don't know. It's just maybe not my genre of choice. I really like kind of like 90s second wave emo and like of course like some like shoegaze bands like My Bloody Valentine, Slow Dive, The Staples. My favorite musician of all time though is definitely Elliot Smith.
Which
is kind of like maybe it's kind of hard to hear in the influence because it's like we're definitely different in sound, but I definitely like use a lot of his kind of like chord shapes and stuff, even though it's like a way different genre.
Fair enough. Do you guys all have quite musical childhoods? Has music always been a really big part of your lives, or has that come more recently?
I mean, I remember like starting out with xylophone, like recorders, and when I was like 3 years old, and yeah, it's always been a part of my life. Yeah, I've gotten into it like more now.
My mom was a drummer in Japan in a Japanese band, so she got me into it. So it's always been like a part of my identity for sure.
Dad, if you're listening, I'm sorry, but he was in a band called Bright Eyes.
Okay.
And so like that, I don't know, it's just like always been a part of my childhood basically, but I only picked up the guitar when I was like 14.
Okay. Yeah. So you're like, so
it was kind of like I was always like a part of my childhood, but I wasn't like forced to play the piano or something.
And did you always want to be a guitarist? Was that always the instrument?
I don't really know. I think I was just like really bored in quarantine and I saw my dad do it so much, and then I just really fell in love with it.
You thought, how hard can it be if he can do it?
Yeah, it was hard in the beginning, like guitarist, but there wasn't much else to do during quarantine, so yeah.
Fair enough. And Shane, your drumming, are you as good as your mom?
I would probably say now I am better because she hasn't played in so long.
Ooh.
But it was a long journey to get there, for sure. She was really, really good.
All right. Well, Mom, if you're listening, that sounds like a challenge to me.
Yeah, shout out to Mom.
And Tita, how about you? Were your parents like musical themselves?
My mom played a little bit of, you know what santur is? It's like a Persian instrument.
Okay. Is it stringed or?
Yeah, it's strings and you hit them with like a, not like a drum set. But yeah, my parents aren't really musical. They wanted to like encourage me to be musical, and then I started with flute.
Okay.
That's the one I've like most experience with. I've been playing flute for like 10 years, but I haven't touched it in 2 years now.
Yeah, Oscar just did a real double take there. So the next often wrong track featuring you on flute.
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
I mean, are you guys constantly working on new music, or how often do you guys get together and hang out and jam? And
like once, twice a week.
Yeah, once, twice a week,
yeah.
For sure.
Uh-huh.
We're doing a lot of shows right now too.
We're doing a lot, yeah.
So it's a lot of practice as well. Yeah.
I mean, are there any you want to plug?
March 21st, but also March 14th.
Yeah, March 14th, Grey Lab.
March 14th, Grey Lab, and March 21st, 6-4 at Kingsway for my 19th birthday.
For Oscar's birthday.
Yeah. Oh, everyone turn up. Everyone bring cake. Yeah. tell me about, like, how do you guys feel about like live performance? How does it differ to like jamming in the studio, for want of a better term, or like, yeah, what's your kind of
in the beginning vibe? Is definitely something I was like really nervous over, like if I would be able to do it, but then when you get up there it's fine, like you really just kind of get into the music and I really like it now, and before I was like really scared to do it.
I've played in a lot of live bands before, and I think I love all of it except for having to get there like 3 hours early for sound check, because then you just have a lot of downtime, you're kind of like waiting around to play.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a lot different than jamming. Like, there's an audience. They came all the way there to, like, see you guys. Like, it's a lot of pressure. Not to mention, like, they paid. So you, I don't know. It's just.
Do you find you're very aware of the audience when you're performing?
Not really. I just look at my fretboard a lot.
Yeah.
Oscar, I was going to say, Shane, as the drummer as well, you know, presumably first one in, last one out.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah.
Whereas these two just kind of breeze in with their guitars and rock up at, you know, the last moment.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. It's like, it's really nice that you guys have like your guitars and you're used to your instruments. Where like I'm playing a different drum set every single venue.
Yeah.
So it's like I have to kind of like the first two songs, I'm like trying to figure it out, get my spacing and stuff.
That makes sense. Yeah.
What did you think of that drum kit?
It was good. It was just kind of moving away from me. It was running away from me a little bit, so I had to keep pulling the drum back. Yeah.
But you made it. You made it through. It all sounded good.
Thank you.
Are you guys working on any like recorded music? Are there any projects in the pipeline?
Late April, early May, we're recording an EP.
Okay. Is there anything you can tell us about it so far, or is it still cards close to the chest?
Some of the songs we played will be on there.
Some of the songs you played today?
Yeah.
Okay. Any ones in particular, or is it still all to
the last one? The last one.
Is there a name for this project?
There isn't, actually.
Oh, yeah. You can say the name of the song, though.
Yeah. The name is called Slipping Under, is the song, but we don't have an EP name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if anyone has any suggestions that's listening, text in, let us know.
Yeah.
What is your favorite song to play individually, each of you?
Me? Ooh. Probably Slipping Under, I gotta be honest.
I had a feeling you were gonna say that, yeah. That's like our most hyped one. So.
Yeah.
It's a crowd pleaser, yeah.
So do you like to open with it, or is it like where does it fit in the set?
Good, like last song.
Last song.
Yeah.
Okay, when the crowd's got all their energy going and it's time to like really bring it home on high. And what do you think about playing in Vancouver? What do you think of like the venues and the crowds, and how have you been enjoying or feeling about it?
It's been really, really fun. It's cool kind of discovering like the smaller music venues that are just run by people that really are just super passionate about the scene. Shout out to like Kingsway, which we played a few times now, and that's just a really fun venue with great people.
Yeah, I love the Vancouver music scene. Like, it's honestly like the most welcoming community I've ever seen, like anywhere, and everyone's just so nice and interesting in their style and everything.
Yeah.
Are there any other bands that you guys like playing with, or
Gadfly?
Gadfly. Yeah, Tita loves Gadfly. For me, I would say maybe my favorite band at the moment is probably Piss.
Okay, I've not heard of them.
Yeah, they're pretty great. Or my friend's band, who I don't know how much they're playing, but they're called Feedlot.
My answer is Feedlot, too. They're great.
Feedlot or Piss.
Yeah. What kind of sounds are they?
Feedlot's kind of like, you know, Sonic Youth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, very Sonic Youth-y.
Okay.
And Piss is, I don't really know.
Punk?
Like, noise punk, kind of. But, like, not just, like, noise. Like, she is a really good like message about like women's rights, and like she has this like soundboard that she uses in between songs, and it's like different like kind of like voice messages of like, I don't know, like professors are talking about like, you know, women in society and stuff. And it's just like, it's cool because I feel like sometimes like punk and stuff, like the lyrics are like so like anti-establishment that they just kind of lose their meaning, you know what I mean? Like they're not like that like deep, but her work is like actually like really profound, and I think that's why like they've only been around for a year and they're like one of the bigger bands in Vancouver scene. So yeah.
How long has Often Wrong been together?
October.
Yeah.
How many months is that?
Five
months.
Yeah, that's as long as I've been in Vancouver. That's what I happen to know.
Yeah. There
we go.
Yeah.
Excellent, and enjoying it, and plenty more to be coming from you guys.
Yes. Yes.
Good. If you could bring an artist to Vancouver to see, who would you like to see here?
Ooh.
I don't know.
Are there any gigs coming up that you're looking forward to in town?
I'm going to see Mogwai in April.
Oh, cool.
I'm excited to see them. But if I could bring someone here?
That's a really good question.
Yeah, I really put you on the spot.
I would maybe, like, some, I don't even know if they're alive. I would, like, bring all the members of Slint. Okay. To Vancouver. That's one of my favorite bands, yeah.
I'd bring whoever's still alive in Fleetwood Mac. Just because I'd love to see them.
But which era of Fleetwood Mac? Are we talking like the very early days?
Ooh, I would say early days are great with Peter Green. Mm-hmm. But I would have to say Rumours with Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham. It's a great ensemble.
It is a legendary album, isn't it? Let's be honest.
If I could bring back someone from the dead, I think it'd be Amy Winehouse.
Oh, good answer.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Okay, well, actually, I was going to say this till the end, but in that case, and well, I'll tell you what, I'll ask you now, and you can be thinking about it for the end of the interview.
Okay.
If you could do your three headliners for, not necessarily the Dream Festival, but like a Dream Festival,
okay.
What would your three headliners be? Just have it be thinking away.
Be thinking, okay.
I mean, if anything jumps to mind, shout, but...
Definitely Elliot Smith.
Okay.
100%.
And yeah, alive or dead.
Elliot Smith, Unwound, who are like one of our biggest influences, or like we sound quite a lot like them. Unwound and maybe like Sonic Youth. Yeah, Loon are from Vancouver though.
Oh yeah, right.
they could be from Vancouver. There's nothing wrong.
If
with
it was a Vancouver festival, like Piss, Loon, and maybe like Hillsborough.
We're big Loon fans.
Yeah, that would be like a crazy bill. We played with Loon in January, and that was like insane. Because that was, like, one of the goals when we started the band, if I'm being honest, was, like, to play with them or something. And then we just got the gig. We were like, what the heck?
Yeah, they're 3 months in.
Yeah.
Job done.
Yeah, it was so cool. Yeah, we can break up the band now.
It's been a good run.
Yeah. That was, speaking objectively, that was probably my favorite show. Except Tito couldn't get it. Because you needed to be 19 because it's a pub. And then they went... let her in, so me and Shane just had to play.
So they like actually didn't let you in full stop?
Yeah, I mean, we played there before, so I don't know
what changed.
I think I got there early last time, and
this time they were like, nope, it's gonna be a two-piece today.
Really mad too.
Yeah, but the crowd was super good, and Loon were super good, and it was just cool to share the stage.
Sorry, Tita.
yeah, I'm sorry.
What was I gonna say? Is there anywhere else in Canada you guys would like to go and play?
In Canada, I'd say Montreal.
Yeah, Montreal for sure.
Yeah, Montreal for sure.
Great scene. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great scene. And if I had to pick like one venue, definitely Green Auto. Green Auto, if you're listening.
In Vancouver.
Yeah.
Okay, why Green Auto?
I don't know. I just feel like it's the most coveted like underground.
It's our last frontier. Cause, like, we played all the music venues in Vancouver except for Green Auto.
That's true. That's true. And except, you know, I don't know. Well, Rogers Arena can come next, but
PNE, tick them all off. Yeah, excellent. I like to do a few little like silly questions to get to know you guys as individuals. So they're kind of little quick fiery ones. We're just going to go through them. Whatever comes to mind is the answer. Breakfast in bed. Someone you wake up. Someone's bringing you breakfast in bed. What's on the tray?
Ooh, I love fried eggs. So I'm going to say like a fried egg sandwich with bacon and hot sauce.
I'm going to go French toast.
Anytime someone asks me what my favorite food is, I just say green grapes. I don't know why. Just green grapes.
It's a big bowl of green grapes.
Yes, that's
excellent.
A dream.
Okay, what is your favorite season?
Summer has grown on me because I like the time off and the weather. And summer in Vancouver and BC is amazing.
Yeah, exact same answer.
Yeah.
Summer for sure. I love swimming.
Love winter, but recently, like every year, seasonal depression just gets worse and worse. So
winter here is kind of depressing.
Oh, but we've got through it now.
We have.
Like savings was yesterday.
We just have to get through the atmospheric river, and then we're probably okay.
What is your favorite color?
Ooh, maybe like a burnt orange.
Burnt orange.
I'm getting specific with it.
I'm gonna go green.
Like really bright lime green, like neon.
Like brat green?
Yeah, like chartreuse. I think that's what it's officially called.
I didn't actually know what chartreuse was, and now I do. There you go, you learn something every day.
Such a yummy color. Like, I can't explain it any other way.
If you could visit one country in the world, where would it be?
Ooh. Oh, that's a tough one. Someone else go first.
I don't know. I want to see New York. It's not a country, but...
it's not a country, correct.
And Iran, too. Like, I'm going there this summer.
Nice.
I'm going to go with Italy.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Florence in particular.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Mongolia.
Oh, okay. Why?
I don't know why. It's just, like, it looks so cool. Like, you can just get a motorbike, and it's just, like, these endless steps. Motorbike in a tent and just set up next to a stream, and there's like no one around for like 100 miles.
You have that planned out.
I do. I don't know. Like, I've wanted to go to Mongolia for so long. It's just like freeing, you know? I don't know.
Excellent. Okay. We will be back very shortly.
Is the simple joy of riding a bike missing from your life? No worries. Ride On Bike Shop has got you covered. Ride On has the best deals in town for new and used bikes. top-notch servicing, and all the parts or accessories you've been dreaming about. Whether you've got a little one who needs to learn how to ride, or if you're about to go on the Tour de France, Ride On is the place for you. We'll also happily pick up your old bikes and recycle them back into the community. Located on 2255 West Broadway, we are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday. That's RIDEON Bike Shop. See you there!
On January 17th, UBC Radio CITR 101.9 FM presents our 24 hours of... On January 17th, UBC Radio CITR 101.9 FM presents our 24 hours of radio art programming, featuring innovative approaches to music and sound. It's 24 hours of spoken word, ambient, drone, field recordings, collage, plunderphonics, robocalls, voicemail fails, sound research, and noise. Listen live on CITR 101.9 FM or online at citr.ca. For more details and submission requirements, email us at radioart@citr.ca.
We are back here with Noise Complaint. I have Often Wrong in the studio with me. We've been having a lovely little chat after an excellent set. You guys have a few little shout-outs you want to do, I understand.
We would love to shout out Blank Vinyl Project. They are the premier indie music club of UBC in the heart and soul of the music scene here. They host great events. If you're interested in getting involved with the music scene and perhaps maybe even joining a band, you can sign up for a membership through their link on their Instagram, Blank Vinyl Project, and you get access, unlimited access to a music studio with great instruments and great people. And also Oscar and I are both execs in the club.
Techs, yeah.
And they've given us a lot of opportunities, so we'd like to say a big shout out to them.
Also, shout out to CITR, of course. Yes. I have a radio show called Hazy Frequencies where I play music that honestly kind of sounds like us, like our kind of genre. But also, just like there's a million like amazing programmers here, and I didn't even really know about this show, but it is like super cool that you know you can just like play live music and like put it on air and have like a couple. We had two people here, we had some friends here, and it was pretty fun. It was really fun. So. Like to thank Noise Complaint and Yasna. Also, my grandma just texted me, so hello, Grandma in Bellingham.
Excellent shout out. Do you say anything you want to shout? Anyone you want to shout out?
Shout out, Mom. Shout out, Dad.
Yeah.
Shout out, Vancouver music scene. I don't know. I'm really grateful for the scene we have here, and I hope we can like grow it more. Cause I know it's hard, like with rent prices here. I don't know. I hope we can grow together.
And lastly, like, starting a band is way easier than you think. Like, there's so many people.
Oh, yeah.
Like, again, shout out Kingsway and Louise. Like, band that's never played anywhere before. We've been together for a month, and I was just like, can we play at your venue? And he was like, sure. And, you know, so, like, there's always going to be venues that are going to, like, want bands that are just starting out. Like, you don't need to have, like, some sort of crazy resume. And I also encourage bands that are together and, like, jamming or something and making a set list to just go, just like start playing shows, because you're only gonna start gigging when you start gigging. Like bands who play for like a year and never play a show but just jam, like that's a lot of lost time. So I would just, we played for like a month before we had our first show. Like if you want to play live, like the time is now. Like I would encourage you to do it because there's gonna be people who are gonna help. Yeah.
Excellent. What does the future hold for Often Wrong? What's the plan? Is there a plan, or are we just kind of seeing how it goes?
More shows.
More shows.
Bigger shows.
Bigger shows. Yeah. Immediate goals EP. And then in September, what's it called again? Shindig, CITR.
CITR, yeah.
CITR Shindig and Versus with BVP. That's two of our goals. And Green Auto. Mm-hmm. Those are the four goals. And also some cool like summer shows. Summer shows are fun because, you know, it's like just out in the nice weather. Would love to play Victory Square. That's like another summer goal, I think, yeah, for sure.
Oh my god, I'm gonna miss Victory Square.
How is do you guys have any music out there? How can people keep track of what you guys are up to? Do you have socials?
We have Instagram at Often Wrong is a Band on Instagram, and Spotify. Like, I hopefully looking to release EP in September.
Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Yeah. Coming, yeah. TM.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for coming in, guys. It has been an absolute pleasure. Excellent set. Any shows you want to shout out quickly?
March 14th, this Friday, Grey Lab, St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day. Get drunk with us.
I completely forgot it's St. Patrick's Day.
You better be wearing green.
Yeah, you better be wearing green or you can't get in. That's
and then the week after, Oscar's birthday.
Yeah.
Woo! At Kingsway, what day is
19,
that?
March 21st.
March 21st.
So yeah, be there for that. That's a crazy bill with the Exit Strategy, GN and Kit & Co, and Dower. So yeah.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for coming in, guys. It's been an absolute pleasure. All the best with everything, and we look forward to seeing you around and about very, very soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.